This is Fracturing Football, where producers Jack Edwards and Noah Lichtenberg break down the latest in fantasy football news.
Welcome to this edition of Fracturing Football. I'm your host, Noah Lichtenberg, and alongside of me, I have Jack Edwards.
Thanks, Noah. On this show today, we've got Ben McDonald and Matt Estelle.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
He almost broke the 40-point barrier in PPR leagues, and he was the big stat is that he was third overall in points in the first 60 games of his NFL career with 1,309 points. He is only behind LaDainian Tomlinson and Marcus Allen. Is he one of the greatest of all time?
If we're talking fantasy, I think yes.
Yeah, I agree. I think fantasy Le'Veon is like, I think fantasy Le'Veon is better than real Le'Veon, for being real.
Straight up. Yep.
How does that make any sense, though?
Because pointage-wise, like, he gets like a couple touchdowns, you know.
But isn't that what you want him to do, right, is get the ball in the end zone?
You know what? I think that getting the ball in the end zone is 6 points in fantasy, but also 6 points in real life, but then yards add up.
And especially PPR.
Yeah. Cause like
in a back that can do anything out of the backfield, he lines up as a wide receiver half the time. I mean, he can do so much for this offense, and I think that's kind of where you can't really compare him to a lot of other backs in this league. I think there's a lot of other younger running backs. I mean, Kareem Hunt probably being one of the main ones that is trying to model their game after him, if to say, trying to, you know, put him out as a maybe a flex back or put him out as a slot receiver and get him touches that way. But I think Le'Veon is unmatched when it just comes to skill and how he can get the ball in the end zone, how he does.
I did not realize he's 25.
Yeah.
Le'Veon? Yeah, he's young.
Yeah.
That's crazy young.
Yep.
And that can
fifth year maybe?
Yeah, he's played since 2013, so mm-hmm. Fourth year.
Yeah. Also, Kareem Hunt, speaking of Kareem Hunt and Le'Veon, they had some beef earlier in the season.
I heard about that.
Kareem wears like the mixed match gloves or whatever. He wears like a white and a red glove, and then so does Le'Veon. And they have like the same number and stuff, so he was calling him out on Twitter. He was like, man, quit trying to cop my style or something like that. But it was really funny. And then, like, they took it really seriously, though.
I mean,
and
if
Le'Veon's, like, actually mad.
If I was him, I would want to copy his style also.
Right.
I mean, he's
who wouldn't?
So, talking about another young running back with 28.5 points this weekend. He is very close with Le'Veon for the highest season total in points in running backs. Todd Gurley. So, do you think he's up there with Le'Veon? Is he going to be, and he's really young. This is like his second or third season.
Second season, I think.
I think it's his. Mm-hmm.
Or yeah. It might be his third.
Maybe his third, actually.
Yeah, I think it's his third. He was a rookie a few years ago. I think I've never seen Todd Gurley personally. Like, I've never seen, like, watched the Rams game, so I don't know how he runs. But, I mean, point percentage and, like, all the points that he gets, very similar to Le'Veon. And when you said 28.5 points, I thought you were going to talk about Jordan Howard because he also got 28.5.
Yep.
But that was a big curveball. But, yeah, I think that Todd Gurley, just based on, like, what I've seen and all the expectations he's had, the first two seasons he was terrible from what I could tell. And then this year mm-hmm. he's really come out and – the Rams have lost, like, what, four games, three games?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the Rams as a whole team has come out.
Yeah, they've just come out and really showed out and played really well recently for some reason.
I think he's been one of the most consistent backs.
Oh, definitely.
And I think if you compare him to Le'Veon Bell, he's played two less years. So he has 2,000 less yards than Bell. But he only has seven touchdowns less than Bell, who has
played
for an initial 2 years. It just shows you how talented he has been since he came into the league.
Yeah. And I think
looking at the end of the season, I think Bell has more talent to do better, but I think that Gurley has potentially better matchups.
So looking at another running back, or a team that relies a lot on their running backs, New Orleans Saints, Alvin Kamara, which for Jack, this kind of sucks.
It's kind of rough.
But on Thursday night, he suffered a concussion in, I think, the first drive. And thankfully, it was a Thursday night game, so he has more time to recover, which is makes it the people are hopeful for this coming Sunday. And also the injury is in the temple, which players typically recover from sooner. So what will be the impact if he doesn't start?
Well, I mean, you just got to look at the other running back there, Mark Ingram. I don't think he's as good without Kamara, which is kind of funny because usually whenever a running back gets injured and misses out, another running back profits and scores more fantasy points, mm-hmm. gets more touches. But I think Ingram almost benefits from being able to alternate with Kamara and have him as being what was an alternative threat. And I think that in that game against the Falcons last week, it was partially because they couldn't plan for it because he missed in the first drive, and then for the rest of the game they had to just use Ingram on his own. He only got 14 fantasy points, which is a letdown. even though he had more touches. So I think Ingram would probably, I think, go down in points, in all honesty. And I think Breeze and other receivers for the Saints would probably go up in value because they're going to have to pass the ball a bit more.
Yeah, I agree. I think Kamara is that passing threat. And the defense is, if Kamara's in there, they don't know whether it's going to be a run or a pass, and they have to prepare their defense for that way. Whereas with Mark Ingram in there, they're going to be prepared.
Main third down backer if they're going to try to do something differently.
Right.
Before we go on the break, I want to mention one more running back that I am very happy I picked off of waivers. Jamal Williams, who is also benefiting from injuries. He's at the beginning of the season, he was the third string running back on the Packers. And now for the past 3 weeks, he's scored more than 20 points. And his value is going to be interesting in the coming weeks because Aaron Rodgers might be returning. We're going to talk about that later. And currently he is Brett Hundley's favorite target. Whereas when Aaron Rodgers returns, he's going to be passing to Jordy Nelson and stuff. But we're going to go into the break since we were talking about running backs. And it is that time of the season. We will be playing Run Rudolph Run.
Welcome back to Fracturing Football, where you get to hear more of my great voice.
Welcome back to Fracturing Football. 2 weeks ago, we made predictions about who we thought was going to win the Super Bowl, many people choosing the Eagles. Now, will people reconsider? We're going to analyze the top teams, starting with, obviously, Philadelphia, who lost Carson Wentz this weekend with a torn ACL. Matt, I know you had Philadelphia in your Super Bowl. What do you think?
Philly's going nowhere in the playoffs anymore. I think without their quarterback and Zach Ertz is out, I think that's just a no-go.
You don't like Nick Foles? Or
he is not on the level.
Or their top two defense?
All right, they have defense, but like Nick Foles is not on the level of Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz was an easy MVP for me, and I think that Nick Foles like coming out, not playing 14 games, and then coming out and starting for the playoffs, that's not going to work.
Well, Nick Foles was...
Or it could be a Tebow situation.
He was their starter a couple years ago.
Yeah, in 2013 for the Eagles, he took over for Mike Vick. He got 27 touchdowns and only 2 interceptions when he took over for Mike Vick.
Yeah, but then after that, you know...
That was also 2013.
Yeah, 2013. And then he took it 2013 and on. He's pretty trash. I think that, Nick Foles is... Well, he's like obviously a good quarterback. He is no Carson Wentz, and they don't have the tight end. And I feel like... You know, Zach Ertz, kind of a huge deal in the offense. And without Zach Ertz, they just have their defense. That's all it is.
All right, so another team on the opposite end, the Packers, they have Aaron Rodgers, who might be returning. The team is 7-6. So he can return as early as this weekend, as long as the medical staff approves it. And they're a very interesting team because they can still squeak in and make it into the playoffs as a wild card, spot. And their next matchups are going to be really important as they play two of the current leaders in the NFC, the Panthers and the Vikings.
Hey, man, do not ever count out the Packers. And my whole family is Chicago. My whole family is all Bears fans, and they just hate it about the Packers. It's like staying up super late and it's like procrastinating and then doing something at the very last minute and still getting an A on the project or whatever. That's exactly what they do. All the time, it seems like. And Aaron Rodgers, I think he's going to be healthy enough to come back. I don't know if you guys saw the videos of him throwing like 40, 50-yard passes in the pregame and completing it. And that was like two weeks ago. So he's looking fine, I think. And especially you talk about their run game, which has suddenly come out of nowhere. We know they have some deep threats. Obviously, Randall Cobb hasn't really had the season. Hasn't really had a great season, but he's always a threat deep, and I think they also have a lot of other options to go to in the offense. So I'm excited to see how that NFC division pans out.
I think the big thing is going to be how the teams around them play, because they're behind the Lions, behind the Seahawks, and then there's the Falcons, who are in the sixth seed. So I think they gotta win out, undoubtedly, if they want a chance to make the playoffs. And just got to hope.
A lot better.
All right, last team we're going to talk about before we leave. Patriots, they lost last night. They lost their 8-game win streak. What do you guys think?
I still have them favorites to win the Super Bowl.
I'm still
they're the Patriots.
They're the Patriots. I'm glad they lost.
Yep.
I mean, they don't. Yep. They're totally. I don't know. Bill Belichick is a great coach. Tom Brady is a mediocre quarterback.
I think the next week they play the Steelers. I think after that week we're really going to see how the AFC is probably going to look.
Yeah. Yep.
that's not only important for seeding, but it's also important for seeing. That's potentially the AFC conference matchup right there. If things go the way the teams want them to.
Right. Next week's game will really define like what happens in the playoffs. But I do think, I mean, I just hate the Patriots, honestly. Bill Belichick's a great coach. I think they have a great system around them. Tom Brady, any quarterback could come into New England and do well.
That's probably true, honestly.
I think if Tom Brady was put on the Colts, he would not be
Jacoby Brissett,
playing as well. Jacoby Brissett's playing like all right. He's playing all
right. Bold statement. Yeah. All right, we're going to wrap up this show. From all of us here on Fracturing Football, we will see you next year.